Hey guys, on Audio Boom, it's Emily from Fashion Oyster, and I thought I would do a boom because I just wanted to just chat and just to sort of go through a few random things and stuff like that. It's been a bit of a quiet morning for me. I've been doing some work, I've been doing some reading, and then I've been finishing some blog posts. I've written two blog posts for trends. One of them's on trends for fashion for spring summer 2015, and one's for beauty fashion spring summer. One is for beauty spring summer 2015. So those will be going up in the next 2 days. One's going up tomorrow. One's going up the day after. And I've just been doing a bit of other work and stuff like that. Really, I've not really been doing too much. In all honesty, I'm just having a lazy few days because I'm just trying to get through my essays and stuff. So I've not been up too much. I had an order though from New Look. I ordered some new bits and pieces. I ordered a hat that had gone down in the cell, and it's now £4, reduced from like 16. And it's a khaki grey fedora hat. It's really nice, actually. I love it. And then I also got a scarf. And even though we're coming into spring, it's still nice for the autumn winter, and it's also nice just for now. And it was £3. It's like a checkered scarf in green and like a rust orange colour. And then I also got a dream catcher necklace. So anyone who watches me on YouTube or has been following me for a while, especially my Outfit of the Day blogs, I'm sure you know that I'm a really big hippie boho girl. Like, I love my boho chic. And this is a lovely crochet dream catcher necklace, and it's black, and it's a big one, actually. It's a bit bigger than my other one, because my other one I've got is little, and it's made with pearl, and that was from an Etsy seller. It was like a handmade one, so I love that one, but it's a little bit on the small side. So I got that, and then somewhere in here, if I can find it, hang on, bear with me, couldn't find it for a second. And again I got some other dream catcher accessories. I got little dream catcher earrings, and they're rose gold. They're so cute. They're like little dangly earrings, because I bought myself last year a rose gold watch from Michael Kors. It was I kind of bought it as a present to myself for my birthday, which might be weird, but I do that. I always buy myself a treat for my birthday or Christmas. I just do it. So I got that, and I've been trying to get rose gold accessories, but not all that really expensive stuff, because obviously that's a bit too pricey. But I've got these, and it's a good start to my collection, because I haven't got really many rose gold earrings. So I got them, and I think they're really cute. I love them, really happy with that. So that's my kind of little mini New Look haul. And I've also got a new lipstick. They're from Paul and Joe. I've never tried any of Paul and Joe lipsticks before, but I don't know if you know, you can basically get little cases and you can put infills in them, so you can change it up depending on what you want. And I think it's cool. And I got the one that's got a little tiger on it, and it is in a little pink. It's got a little pink lipstick. I bought the infill called Strawberry Jam. So I really like it, actually. I think the colour's really cute, and I just think it's a super lovely colour. But that's pretty much it in terms of, like, you know, fashion and stuff updates. I think I mentioned it last time, but I've booked tickets to go to London Fashion Weekend at the end of this month, which will be nice. I've also organised my astrophysics course. I'm going on the 23rd, so that's coming up. And just working on some other projects at the moment. I've got something that I'm planning for the middle of the month. It's something I've been asked to do, so you will know about it commencing probably the second week of February, maybe a little bit later. But I will let you know how that gets on, because it's quite an exciting project, actually. And that is pretty much it for now, to be honest. Other than that, I'm just trying to survive my essay. It's killing me. I love it, but I have been reading a very intense book by Jacqueline Rose called The Case of Peter Pan, or The Impossibility of Children's Literature, and she's basically saying that there is no such thing as children's literature. It's a social construct, and it doesn't exist. So it's intense reading, and I'm like, no, what are you saying? Are you saying my whole course is pointless? And it kind of shifts your whole centre, but that's the whole point, because I am arguing that there is such a thing as a duality of readership in children's literature, especially with the fantasy literature genre. So that's kind of an interesting pursuit for me. So I have to read these kind of things. Some people sit on the fence and say that there is a duality. Some people say that there's no such thing as children's literature. It's all kind of a fabrication, la, 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 la. Some say that, you know, that some go the whole other way. It just kind of depends, really. So it's an interesting theory to look at, and I'm doing a bit of research into that at the moment, which is quite nice. But that is pretty much it, other than I did a I did a YouTube video yesterday, and it was a collective haul, which is some of the things I bought over January because it was the sales on. Although my stuff from New York didn't arrive in time, so I couldn't do that, but never mind. But there was only a few things anyway. But let me know what you're getting up to this month. Let me know how you're doing. If you want me to do any particular blogs or anything about trends or anything, let me know, because I've had requests from you guys before for certain things. I mean, I know a lot of you guys request men's fashion, which I do to an extent, but in all honesty, because I'm not a guy, I don't really know. I can sort of comment, but I'm not a professional stylist, so I'm not in a position sort of to say. But I would love it if any of you guys would like to come and blog for me and would like to be the men representative. One of my friends does it occasionally when he can, but if any of you guys would like a chance to blog for me and you're a male and you would like to comment on it, then DM me, because I'm always looking for bloggers and guest bloggers to come and join me, and as well on my channel that I'm co-founding, Fashionability. So if you would like a chance to sort of get involved with some of the projects that I do on my blog or the current website that I'm co-founding, let me know, because I'd love to hear from you. And that is pretty much it for now. I'm going to end it there. Let me know how you're getting on. Have a lovely week, and I will catch you guys in my next one. Bye.